Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Two in the books, one to go to get you ready for your weekend on the Press Box on a Friday, where we kept it positive Houston sports-wise because we could. We had the Cougs getting ready for the Final Four, Astros starting the season the right way, and so much more. Even Tom Pelissero reporting that teams are still calling about Deshaun Watson, and there's a chance. Well, you say there's a chance. That's good news if you're a Texans fan.
I guess it's not surprising considering he's not in trouble yet, I guess, if that's the right way to say it, but I guess it's not surprising considering the pure talent. If he was, a past his prime running back, I would imagine he would have got the boot a long time ago.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's neat. It's neat from a Texans perspective to think about the fact that you aren't stuck waiting in limbo till all this plays out. But at the end of the day, I have to believe you're not going to get the value that you would get otherwise.
Do you think they could at least escape from some of that money that they have to pay,
if from
the suspensions and all that other stuff? Yeah,
I think you do. Well, that, I'd love to be hearing this right now. Aaron Rodgers is going one on one on SportsCenter with Kenny Mayne. One, it looks like he hasn't washed his hair or took a shower.
Does he look like he lost a lot of weight?
And it is the off season, but I'd be curious to see how much he says about where he's coming from in terms of his future, because they didn't renegotiate his contract so that it gave the team more money. It didn't give him more years. But he is going to be, starting Monday, the new host of Jeopardy for 2 weeks, and he said he prepped it to crush it as if that's what he's looking to do in his career following football. So we'll see, as Dr. Oz was doing it the other day. It was just weird.
Dr. Oz did it?
Yeah, he was doing Jeopardy.
I don't think that was a good pick. Why did they go with Dr. Oz?
I don't know how they picked some of the people that they picked. I think they tried Katie Couric. They tried Dr. Oz. They tried Ken Jennings, who's the all-time winning champion, and he won the Champions Tournament. And Aaron is doing it, and I forget who else they've asked to try it. I want to say either like Dan Patrick or Keith Olbermann.
Dan Patrick is interesting.
Yeah, because he's done like a sports version of it in the past.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
Does Dan Patrick take a gig like that, though? Does he even need?
He doesn't need to right now.
He doesn't need to, but it is kind of a legendary job. I mean,
oh, no doubt. But I mean, so is quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. I mean, I think that, you know, if you need the money and you need to do it, you got the Dan Patrick show for him. You got Aaron Rodgers with football. Oh, he's looking for a second career, right? Look no further than the man with the gap that didn't have a gap that has a gap, Michael Strahan.
Well, so what's the story on that?
Strahan's post-football career, I never would have thought would have been hosting Good Morning America, the $25,000 pyramid, and Regis and Kathy Lee. But he's killing it. And the money he's making now, Nick, I dare say, he is absolutely running past what he was making as a football player.
Oh, agreed. I mean, that's national. That's prime time right there. I mean, that's why he was really quick to leave that gig. And she was so bitter about it, probably, because he was off to getting, you know, more money and on a bigger and better show. But I thought he fixed the gap in the video that he posted when I mentioned it.
Yep.
I was sold on it. I thought he fixed the gap, but according to multiple reports, it was just an April Fool's prank. And he says the gap is like here to stay.
I don't like it one bit.
Because it wasn't a day.
It wasn't
early?
April 1st. It wasn't funny. We had the discussion because it's like Harden's beard or Anthony Davis's brow, and we had other people, you know, some people said Dolly Parton's boob, whatever the case may be. There's no way from a financial gains perspective you have anything that makes sense to say, I need to change my teeth, when that has been a signature of identifying me.
Or is he just
marketing me?
Just hungry for attention, I guess. I mean, And he really doesn't need the attention. I don't think it's a money thing.
Yeah, I don't know why you would do that unless you got paid a lot of money by a dentist or whoever the product had the product that you were pushing to do the, what would it be called, a temporary denture?
I guess. But he posted a video on his Instagram, and it started off with him wearing a mask. I don't think he really swears on his Instagram, but if he does, we'll find out.
Hey, everybody. It is Michael. Hey, what's up? What's going on? I know a lot of you are wondering, oh, it's got to be April Fool's joke. He's got to be joking with the teeth. Oh, he can't fix. He must not have fixed that gap. It's his signature. And I got to thank my boy, Dr. Lee, at Smile Design Manhattan, for taking care of me. You know, hooking a brother up, as they say. And I just want to thank you guys. I mean, I appreciate all the comments. I was surprised, to be honest with you, at how many people were like, no, don't get rid of the gap. It's your signature. And I've always kind of looked at it that way, but I didn't know so many people really cared. I mean, they're like polls and TV talk and radio talk and podcast talk. But I appreciate all the love for the gap. And, you know, and I've had it for almost 50 years now. And a lot of people out there would always say, yeah, you make me feel good about rocking mine and everything else. And I know the shocker to see it gone. But I just want to tell you guys that, you know, I appreciate all that love that you show. And be you. Live the way you want to live.
So I guess he's not
revealing. Do what makes you happy, because I did. And I am happy that I did it. So I just wanted to say, April Fools. Come on, man. The gap.
Yeah, and then he pulls down the mask and he shows us the gap is back.
See,
but Dr. Lee got a shout out.
Well, that's what I was going to say. First of all, if he ever does want to go out without the gap, he got everything. He got more play and more attention. Not that he needed it, but Dr. Lee is the one that really.
Oh yeah, he's capitalizing on this. This is Strahan talking about you. So at least people know that they can get it fixed. Like, but here's my question. If you do indeed have a gap in your teeth, like Strahan, are you really more comfortable because Strahan has a gap like yours?
No,
I'm not.
Mike,
you know why? Because I'm not Strahan.
Right, and I don't have his paycheck.
Yep.
And I don't have his job.
Yep.
And I don't have all that. I got just a 9-to-5, and I got
so basically
I got
they're
my
liars.
Own worries trying to get
they're
dates
liars.
And things.
All these people that are going up to Strahan and saying, you know what? You make me feel comfortable about my gap. They're just absolutely lying to him. They're just being nice to him because they're in person, and he's a
some
massive human
don't
being
like
and a former
it if
football
I speak
player.
Like this,
but that's
some do. I don't know. I'm gonna get the hate. So yeah, April Fools also with Michael Strahan. Though technically he didn't do it on April 1st, so that was BS.
So technically it really wasn't even an April
no,
Fool's joke.
No, it was just
or
a
is it because,
joke.
Or is it an April Fool's joke because he published the fact that he didn't have a gap on April Fool's? Is that his little? Angle there. That's my
Maybe
only
that's
guess.
That's his way of bucking the system.
Yes.
I don't like it.
I don't like it. Agreed.
I don't go for it.
Agreed.
Okay. So we have that if you guys like to talk about further, we can. But kind of saw that coming. See, Kevin Durant now is sorry that the fans had to see that and read that language from him in his back and forth DMs with Michael Rapaport.
This is what it sounded like.
I'm sorry that people seen the language I use. That's not really what I want people to see and hear from me. But hopefully I can move past it and get back out on the floor.
Now, do you want that, KD, or do you want people to see and hear from you that you have burner accounts that stick up for you on social media, that you always feel like you're the victim because people called it Steph's team, and they were mean to you, and Charles Barkley was mean to you, and they said things you didn't like. I mean, again, pick up your big boy pants and move on, bro. You should be above all that.
But what did you take from his apology and his tone? Because here's what I'll tell you, and you can tell me what you think, or if you think I'm crazy. I don't think he's necessarily a apologetic for sending it to Michael Rapaport. I think he's apologetic.
Oh, absolutely not.
He's just apologetic that people saw it, just like he said. I think he feels like he knows Michael Rappaport more than other people, because I guess they've done podcasts and I guess they were kind of friends. And I guess he was expecting Michael to be okay with the way he talked to him. And honestly, him calling him a bitch and all the other things, I didn't have a problem with it until he started bringing his wife, threatening to fight him. You know, the misogynistic and the comments, that's where it hurt him. But like calling him a bitch and stuff like that, I would have been okay with it. You know what I mean? But because maybe you never know what their real history is. Maybe Michael Rappaport is lying. Maybe he's not. Maybe they do talk like that. Rappaport swears up and down that they don't. So I don't think he really even cares for Michael Rappaport. He's just sorry that it came out, because now he has to address it when he goes to basketball games and stuff like that. So he's not sorry to Michael. He's just sorry because he has to be sorry, I think.
So with that and what you said about when you cross a line, when you bring the family into it, wife and otherwise, and you and I have had the same conversation multiple times on these on the programs that we've been associated with, whether it be the suspects or Charlie, with Charlie or here, you can agree to disagree with us. Even sometimes, to some degree, you can push back hard. If you just come back with name-calling and stuff, it's childish, but we'll deal with it. But when you start talking about wife and kids
and threatening
and things like that, like old boy on Twitter that thought he was somebody, Roosh, when you cross, you can come back and come at me for my response to you. But if you want to bring my wife into it and my kids into it.
Yeah, people are just stupid.
And do that. And it brings up the whole Vernon Maxwell thing with the running feud that he has with Utah and how much we love it when he tweets about it. Well, Space City Scoop tweeted out the fact that Maxwell was talking about that. And his quote was, "You cross the line when you talk about my family and people that you really don't know about. MFers think they can say what they want because they either bought a ticket or, in our case, listened to a show. I'm a human being, man." And I retweeted it and I said, he ain't wrong. I say this all the time with the radio show. All the keyboard warriors that are out there. I mean, the thing is, it's one thing to say you disagree with me, and I'm fine with that. That's why we said we like having discussions. But you want to take it to that level, especially when you don't know. It's like we talk about the two sides of everything. Everybody thought they knew Deshaun Watson, but they don't know what Deshaun Watson hid, that other side of him that was the massage therapist and otherwise. People thought that they knew either Robert Horry or Vernon Maxwell. Vernon Maxwell's daughter was born, was stillborn. Robert Horry had a daughter that has since, RIP, passed away, but was dealing with things.
Right.
If you don't know, and even if you do ask somebody, that's off limits.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, that's the precise reason that's off. That's one of the reasons why it's off limits, because you don't know if someone like Robert Horry has a situation with a daughter. You don't know what their family situation is like. You don't know if they're still around, if they're not. You know what I mean?
So I tweeted, we backed V. Vernon in Portland, Utah, and elsewhere. I'd do it all again. In Portland, when that fan thought that it was his place to mention Vernon's stillborn child and say the things that he said that caused Vernon to go in the stands, I came out of the TV truck. We had people coming out of all over the place because, you know what? That was our brother. That was our dude. And you know what? You can criticize his play all you want. You go to that level, cross the line that way.
Yeah.
And people, bro, you deserve to have your ass kicked.
People get pleasure out of making people angry. You know what I mean? And that's just the fact. I mean, we had that inappropriate caller like 2 or 3 years ago make that mention of Coach Kevin McHale's daughter after she passed.
Yep.
And, you know, people are just dumb like that. They don't have they need to pump the brakes on those type of comments, but people just don't care. And then when you have the free for all and the freedom to go on platforms like Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, there's only so much that they could do. Yeah, they could take comments down. Yeah, they can delete a tweet. Yeah, they can suspend you, but
I mean,
for the
Nick,
most part, they can only do so much.
Next to that guy in Portland. Because the other thing is, even in Utah, Charles has gone up in the stands. Vernon has gone up in the stands. We've all been a part of those, too, when I was traveling. Because Utah fans are vile.
Oh, yeah.
Craig used to joke around saying the vile, loathsome Utah Jazz. Their fans is where that starts.
Oh, yeah.
They are brutal.
And because they're brutal and the fact the way their stadium is set up, it makes it even worse.
Yeah, it does.
Because players can hear everything.
But at the same time, when you look at it and you say, hey, you know what? If I'm sitting, Nick, if you're sitting next to the guy in Portland or you're sitting next to the guy in Utah when he went at Russ a couple of years ago before Russ was a Rocket, isn't it also your place to step in and go, hey, bro, slow down? It's one thing if you want to jump on him for his play or something like that. You crossed a line that there's a lot of people that are offended by. Do that.
Oh, yeah. And look, and some people are going to react to that differently than others. Someone like Vernon Maxwell might punch you in your throat. Someone else might be more mature about it, you know, or just don't want to deal with it. But in any case, you're getting someone super riled up in most cases when you talk about their family. So just don't do it. Just don't do it.
Well, and the other thing that before we get to the break, I also saw in New York, did you see this? This guy that actually killed his mom in his past. Was
and
in
they
prison,
let him go.
Got out.
Yep. I saw the story.
Found a 65-year-old Asian woman walking down the street, yep. And he decided to just haul off and knock her down and kick her in the face.
Yep.
Here's the ironic thing, here's the sidebar. Two security guys, working security, saw it happen, didn't do a damn thing. You both should be fired, and that's ridiculous.
And fired is not going to do anything. It's literally a security job. That's terrible. They probably don't even care.
Just unbelievable. All right, before we go to the break, look, if you guys, we know that we were talking about the pandemic and everything else, but you need something done with your brakes. The thought of going to a brake shop, sitting in a waiting room, watching a TV on a show, on a station you don't want to watch, around people that you maybe don't want to be around, and spend a lot of time when you could be doing other things, you can now if you go to New Brakes. It's nubrakes.com, NUBRAKES.com, newbrakes.com. The cool thing about New Brakes is their prices are competitive. Normally, there's a huge upcharge when from a grocery store to otherwise. You have it delivered to the house and brought to you, and there's minimums and all those other things. Not with New Brakes. Their prices are competitive. Their technicians are experts. They're certified. And you know what? All they do is brakes. They're not going to tell you, hey, while we're at it, we noticed that you need to fix this and maybe get tires here and do that. They're not about that. They're about making it convenient for you and coming to you and doing great work with a great product at a fair price. They come to your house. You can sit on the couch and watch sports and drink beer. You can go out and do some yard work. You can do whatever you got to do while they fix your brakes in your driveway or garage, and they take care of it every step of the way. Competitive prices, experts at their field, and convenience. It's what they're all about. Check them out today. Mention ESPN 97.5, 10% off too, but they're experts doing just brakes, and that's what you want. You want your brakes fixed? There's only one place to go. It's New Brakes, NUBRAKES.com.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Some Astros notes getting ready for tonight's game. In their game notes, they want you to know that tonight's starting pitchers, right-handed pitcher Christian Javier and left-handed pitcher Jesus Luzardo, are a matchup of amphibians, Nick. Javier is nicknamed El Reptile, Spanish for reptile. Luzardo, known as the Lizard King, for baseball reference. Under the category of no one cares, there you have that.
But on a positive side,
and here's where you got to decipher, there's two good and too bad in this reference in terms of how their careers worked out. But here's the stat from Mark Berman. Yordan Alvarez has 85 runs batted in his first 90 career Major League Baseball games. Only four players in Major League Baseball history had more RBIs within their first 90 games. The good, Ted Williams at 87. Joe DiMaggio at 88. The bad, Rudy York at 94, Walt Droppo at 95.
So it's a unique stat, and it's impressive, but I guess it takes a hit in its impressiveness because of those other two names that you mentioned.
You want to hope that his career ends up more like DiMaggio or Williams?
Of course.
Than Droppo or York. Because if you have to ask who, there's no need at looking at why.
Look, I'm not mad if he does it again, as long as he's consistent and does it throughout the whole season and hopefully into the postseason.
He hit last night with the power he
has. Not mad at it.
To go Oppo Taco off the scoreboard, barely missing a home run on a pitch that he did not completely barrel up, pretty solid. Also pretty solid, by the way. Kudos to my man Mattress Mac yet again. Did you see this deal that he did?
No. What did he do this time?
It had some kind of a lottery or something like that, but he chartered a plane and he gave away a bunch of tickets to the game tomorrow night. And part of what he did was he made sure, I think 50 of the tickets went to students at U of H who could bring a friend of their choice.
Oh, that's cool.
And they get a free plane ride and free tickets to the game. I don't know about the lodging or other things, but it's pretty amazing.
That dude is awesome. That is pretty cool. He's done this time and time again. Like, it's unreal what he's done for the community. That's why everybody loves him. But I didn't know that. I didn't know that he did that. I guess because that would be the first opening game here in Houston, right?
Yeah. The fact that...
Is when he's doing it, correct?
He's doing it for the Final Four tomorrow night.
Oh, for the Final Four.
Yeah.
Oh, for the Final Four.
Yeah, that's what makes it awesome. Especially with limited tickets in Indianapolis. Because he's got connections to get tickets. I've been a part of him, like, getting Packers tickets and Super Bowl tickets so that we could go. He was responsible for me and my dad seeing Super Bowl in New Orleans between the Packers.
And I can't tell you how many people have told me stories like that. He's like, man, he's taking care of me. He sent me to this game. He sent me to the Super Bowl.
Josh Ennis.
Josh Ennis used to talk about it a lot.
Yep.
He used to talk about it a lot. And I'm like, man, why wasn't Mattress Mac so nice to me like that? How come he only liked you two?
Because we were nice to him and we have a personal
relationship. I wasn't mean to Mattress Mac.
Okay.
Develop
a personal relationship with him.
I am.
You can do what you gotta do.
We're going to be boys. Me and Mattress Mac, we're going to be boys.
And then he can save you money.
Absolutely.
Executive producer Dr. Dre is now giving us orders again. That never goes well, Dre.
So what does he want?
Stop that now.
What do you want? What do you want, Dre?
Mac on the radio again.
You should. Well, that I agree with, actually.
Dre, listen. If you want to line something up for us, here's what I suggest you do. Come on up to I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways. No back order slips. Ask him today. Get him tonight. Mattress Mac.
Love it. Absolutely love it.
Have at it, Dre.
Don't want to go back to MMA, but...
Why not? It's your thing.
I didn't even put this story on. You did.
I did, because I take care of you.
That dude, that guy, his finger was severed in the fight.
Yeah.
And they were out there in the cage looking for his finger, and then he had to surgically get it reattached.
Yeah.
How the hell did his finger get severed?
Yeah, I don't know if, like, you're bringing a knife to a MMA fight, or what happened. They said it was so, like... mutilated or whatever during the fight that it had either it was severed or it had to be taken off and then reattached. It just, no matter how you slice it, that's not a good thing.
They're looking for it in the arena. Apparently it has a capacity. I guess the capacity was 2,300.
This wasn't UFC. Or 2,300. This was just an MMA fight, right?
Right. It wasn't a UFC fight. Apparently the finger was lodged into his glove the entire time. They were looking for it. And it was in his glove. So he told ESPN that he was taken to the emergency room and that the finger was reattached. He said the doctor told him he tore 50% of the tendon on the finger and that he'll potentially need another procedure.
Mm.
His opponent was officially ruled the winner by TKO. I still don't see how the finger ended up stuck. In the second round, he caught my glove with one hand and held it. I felt my finger snap. He kept pulling my glove and my finger snapped. We kept fighting. When the second round was finished, I see my bone was out in the open. I wanted to keep fighting because I felt like I had this guy. But the doctor said that and he stopped the fight. So this guy wanted to keep fighting with the bone sticking out of his hand. You're a damn soldier. Maybe you should be in the UFC, but I don't know his record. I don't know how good he is.
I'm sure he's tough if he was able to fight his way through that.
Well, tough doesn't make you good.
Right, but I'm not saying that. I get that. I don't ever question his toughness. I do question his level of stupidity.
Well, he's a fighter. I can kind of see that. He's actually known to be a
boxer.
Wouldn't
you know your finger was off? And wouldn't you also be able to find it? I'm throwing it out there.
Yeah, you're right. 5-1 as a boxing record. 37 years of age, so I don't know.
Now... you can work on the audio for this because it is on the rundown.
Okay.
But I do have a second career for you if you do have these kind of talents, which you've always tried to label me with.
Okay.
There is a woman out there that makes over, wait for this, Nick. There's a woman out there that makes over $4,000 a month farting on camera.
No.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Her name is Emma Martin. She's 48. She's a former travel agent. She has been farting on camera since 1999. She now charges $4.99 a month for people to view her exclusive bottom burping content. Her diet is now specifically designed to help her perform. She says, I eat a lot of salad, asparagus, and avocados. I also eat a lot of Mexican food. One of my favorites is coleslaw and baked beans mixed together. I eat a lot of that too. She's from Rock Hill, South Carolina. She's careful to only record her videos when her family is not in the house.
She's a young, how old is she?
She's 48. Her husband knows, but he's not into farts at all. Like, who is? No one else in my family knows. I don't think they'd approve. I'm a grown woman. Let me tell you something. As a grown woman, if you're pulling in $4,000 a month by farting on camera, blast away, ma'am. Blast away.
I feel like you should give this woman a call because you can kind of blast away on by force. You, like, whenever you feel like it, you do it. You'll walk up in here. You'll do it to Charlie. When Charlie was a part of the press box.
Out of respect, I never did it to
Charlie. Used to do it to Laminac.
I gladly did it to you and Barry.
You'd walk down the hall and
rip
ass. Just absolutely disrespectful.
Landmine.
Now you have an opportunity to do this and make $4,000 a month. I don't see why you don't do this.
She uses an OnlyFans website. Her username is at fartintart. She also sells custom-made videos to her more dedicated follows via Clips for Sale and PayPal. Custom clips are only $7. So if you want Brett Favre or a celebrity to record a happy birthday, it's like $500. But if you want her to personalize a fart message, $7. Nick, look what I'm getting you for your birthday.
Negative. You're not getting me any of that.
She said there's such a thing as fart fetishes.
48 years old and does this?
Yeah. And she has makes 300 subscribers on OnlyFans. That net her $2,400 a month just for them, for the site for each month. She then makes an extra $1,800 from the custom videos she makes for top clients. She said, when I first heard about the fart fetishes, I was like, yeah, what?
Top clients. So what does she do for the top? Well, I'm going to give you a special one.
Dude,
you've been a subscriber
Deshaun's
for 8 months.
Fetish is massages. Evidently, other people have a fetish for farting. You guys were the ones telling me on those documentaries about the rich dude that likes to sit under a glass top coffee table and have women relieve themselves on top of it.
Well, that guy's super weird. That is super weird.
To each his own, but evidently to own. There's a lot of weird people in this world, Nicholas.
And I think you could capitalize off this. You could capitalize off this weirdness yourself, Joel.
She started doing this in
1999. You can get 300 subscribers.
While she was still a travel agent. She thought, if I could buy a webcam and pay for it in a month, I'd be thrilled. Soon I was making $1,000 a week by just camming for a few hours.
Go on with your bad
self. I ain't mad at you.
Look, it's the pandemic. Make
money.
Even
before, I ain't mad at you no matter what. If you're making that kind of coin by just ripping ass, go for it.
It's not very creative, but you have some weird-ass followers.
Well, if you
I'll
could
tell
do like you could do with burps, if you could actually fart out words and stuff like that, that would be extra creative. Or, like, you could fart... Rumor in my family is, and I wasn't alive, so I don't know, but there was rumor in my family lore. My grandfather used to start at the top stair in my grandma, because my grandma hated flatulence. My grandfather would start at the top stair of a staircase, and he could vary the length and sound of his farts so that the first one was extremely large, loud, and long, and by the last step it was a... And he could do it all the way down the stairs, and it would drive my grandma absolutely insane.
And this was before your time.
Yeah.
Wow.
But my mom and dad backed it up. So,
Joel the Big Bomber, Twitch
says.
See,
that's where the legend of the blank family bombing came from. There you go. And someone said, dude, you can make money. Hey, look, our buddy AR Platinum. He makes a ton of money by people watching him scratch off lottery tickets.
I've seen like one or two videos, though. He does kind of have some like personalities.
Oh, he's got
high
going
energy
too,
going for him, too. Yeah.
Yep. Someone said, why does she need all the greens? All she needs is a fiber bar. I'd say broccoli does it every time. So. All right. Well, there you go. We got a half hour to go in the program. Still plenty more to get to. If you guys want to join us in the final 30 minutes or so, give us a ring, give us a buzz, text or tweet. It's the Press Box.
ESPN 97.5. We'll be right back.
is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Head back on the Press Box. 30 minutes to go in the rest of the shows. We take you all the way till 4 o'clock. Blitz takes you from 4 to 7 right here on ESPN. As we got a little extra special something for you, if you want to show your love and get a commemorative souvenir from this Cougars Final Four run, Nick was out there asking about Baylor Bear fans and how many they were out there that would actually step up and say that they're out there in a fan full of Cougars. Well, there's even a little incentive for you Baylor Bear fans, too. But listen up, because all of this has a way of affecting charities in the Houston area in a great way. But if you want the opportunity to get a limited edition basketball, they're only making 5,000 for Houston Cougar fans, made by Wilson, that has deeply inscribed into the ball, not just like a scratch-away kind of logo that can rub off. It has the Final Four logo. It has the Cougs logo. It has the score and the opponent for all the games getting into the Final Four. You can get one now, and proceeds that benefit the United Way of Greater Houston. And Bob Iback is here to tell you a little bit about it. We'll just spend a few minutes on this, but this is cool. They also have a Baylor Bear version, if that's your interested. But I know for Nick and the Cougar fans out there, this is kind of a neat souvenir. You can get a T-shirt, you can get a towel, but this way you can get actually something you can display that really is in a neat way also gives back to the city of Houston. Bob, welcome to the program. Tell folks what you got going on.
Well, hey, nice to be with you, and I love the name of your show, The Press Box, because I spent a lot of my 50-some-odd years in sports, in press boxes, first as a sports writer for the Washington Post and Baltimore Sun back in the 70s when I covered the Orioles, and then as the PR director of the Cubs for almost 9 years in the 1980s. So I spent a lot of time in the press box, and I always love it when I hear that name.
Appreciate that.
But you know, speaking about loving things, I'm just loving this basketball tournament that's been going on, March Madness, getting down to the Final Four now, and we've got something I know special for Houston Cougar fans who've been chomping at the bit, waiting to get to the Final Four for the first time since 1980, when this is their sixth trip ever, but this is the first time since 1984. And it's an officially licensed, as you mentioned, Wilson basketball. It's a real deal, full size. Only 5,000 of these will ever be made. They're $99 each. As you mentioned, everything is fully embossed, and that really protects it and keeps it pristine looking for years to come, because when you get one of these, you're going to want to have it around. People will walk into your home or office and look at it and say, wow, do you remember that game that they played in the year that they had to fight through all the COVID-19 and all the other things that went on? It's a very historic season for collegiate basketball to begin with, to get through this, to even have a Final Four, and then to go ahead and have two teams from Texas, both the Cougars and, of course, the Bears over at Baylor, which we also have a basketball for, and you can look at that when you go to the website and the phone number that I'm about to give out in just a moment. But when you look at this basketball, I love the fact that either of these two, whether it's the Baylor ball or it's the Cougars ball, you'll get the scores and the opponent and date of every game played in the regular season, so you'll be able to look back and remember specific games that you may have seen or you want to refresh your memory about. And then we also have on the other side of that panel the Road to the Final Four section, which will detail exactly how each team got to the Final Four. So you'll see that on the Cougars ball. You'll see the same thing on the Bears ball.
Well, Bob,
and again,
like,
only 5,000. Yeah, go ahead.
What I like about it, too, is it's that white autograph panels, too. So you get the ball, and then you run into Kelvin Sampson. Or we know that from the Phi Slamma Jamma days, I have memorabilia from Clyde Nakeem and the players on that team. Well, instead of just having them sign an average ball, if you have one of these balls you know that Kelvin Sampson is going to be somewhere or some of the players from this team, and who knows how they all turn out, but if you can get some of the signatures on it, it just adds value to a keepsake.
Oh, that's a fantastic idea, and I did that with some of the footballs I have in my collection. I took it to one of the Super Bowls that I was at along Radio Row, and I know you guys are familiar with that. And we had seven different Hall of Fame quarterbacks that were with us that day, from Joe Namath to Troy Aikman and a few others, and Roger Staubach. I remember I got all seven of them put on that football, and it is one of my big treasures. So it's a great idea, and these are great products, and most importantly, it's going to benefit the United Way, whether it be in the greater Houston area or the United Way over in the Waco area. So here's the number you can call to order, but I do urge people to do it sooner than later, because these will sell fast. They'll sell out, I know, by the end of the championship game. They do every year. The phone number is
1-800-345-2968. I don't know what happened to Bob there, but 1-800-345-2968, or you can get them online, inquire at NikoSports.com. That's N-I-K-O Sports.com. Either way,
yeah,
go and check that out. Check out the website for both balls, for both teams. And like Bob said, call. And
Bob, could you just, because we just lost you for a second. We had a little bit of technical difficulties there with your reception.
No, that's okay. But that website, just in case anybody missed it, it's pretty easy. It's NikoSports.com, NikoSports.com, or 1-800-345-2868. It's a great deal for $99, and these will only appreciate in value in years to come. And so I wish both teams well. May the best team win, and have a great game tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob. We appreciate your time, and that great, especially the fact that it's going to charity in the United Way of Houston. It's a great cause. So thanks for your time. Hopefully you Cougar fans and Baylor fans, you got a little something to get to before you get to the games. And have a good weekend, sir.
You do the same thing, and happy Easter to everybody.
There you go. That's Bob telling you a little bit about the balls. I wonder how long he's known Barry Warner.
I don't know. He might know Barry Warner.
Been around the business long enough. That
I mean,
you've been around that
PR
long.
PR guy in the 80s.
You have to have a Barry Warner story if you've been in sports that long.
He probably does. You should have asked him. Should have asked him.
No, that could have taken, you know, like hello with Barry Warner's 30 minutes. I was nervous. If I brought up Barry Warner, we might not have finished the show.
But we appreciate it. So check out, he gave you the phone call. I mean, the phone number. And the website. Website as well. Yeah. So
they're cool looking basketballs, and it's a Wilson ball. It's not some cheapie, so it's
pretty
Wilson, cool.
No, Wilson makes good balls. For
yeah,
sure.
They have the two. They have the two other panels that have the information stamped on it and the logos and all the other stuff. But the rest of the ball is a Wilson College basketball, so it's very, very cool. All right, we got 1 second to go to the show. We'll wrap it up next. Don't go anywhere. It's the Press Box on a Friday, ESPN.
ESPN 97.5. This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Back to wrap things up on the Press Box on a Friday. We do certainly appreciate you guys, especially because you got Good Friday today. A lot of people off of work, a lot of people out there and about doing what they do. And we appreciate you guys taking a part of your day to listen to us as you do what you do.
A reminder on the podcast, ESPN975.com. So for those of you, I normally don't promote it during the show anymore.
Yeah.
Because we want you to tune in to the radio station sometimes, and we like the Twitch as well.
Yeah.
But after the show, you can listen to anything on demand on ESPN 97.5. Just for those of you who like on demand and podcasts in general.
Now, Nick, there's a couple things here. But one, I feel like you saw the movie Trading Places with Eddie Murphy.
Remind me the premise.
You get rich people. They make Dan Aykroyd, who's a really rich dude, and they make him like trade places. And
with
he and
him,
Eddie
and
Murphy.
He's not, oh yes, I did see that movie.
Yeah, and you get the two rich guys that make the $1 bet, though they're both very rich.
Yep,
that's what I feel like this story is. Tillman Fertitta, U of H board chairman, big Cougar guy. Drayton McClain, as I mentioned, former Baylor board chairman,
yeah,
big Baylor guy. They were going to make a bet. You would think it would be something, you know, how mayors do. Hey, if we win, the signature of our city is in Milwaukee. We'd send, you know, cases of beer or something to the mayor. And whoever they were playing, say they were playing, I don't know, who's a city that has something else that,
like
Miami. Like, I don't know if it was something in Miami.
Something with cheese in Wisconsin, one of the cities in Wisconsin.
Whoever you're playing, you make a bet. Like in Chicago, you could do something with either, you know, bratwurst or make a bet, whatever they're known for. And whatever, pizza. You could do deep dish pizza and Chicago-style pizza versus beer in Milwaukee, right?
For example.
Tillman and freaking Drayton get together, and the best they can do is we'll just bet a Whataburger with fries on the outcome. That's it?
Hey, Whataburger goes hard.
And you don't get cheese.
What do you mean you don't get cheese?
I'm just saying. I mean, what, are you going to charge extra for cheese, or that's not part of the bet? I mean, that's just such, for two guys that have that much in their pocket, that's what you're betting?
Who thought of this idea?
Obviously, they didn't have any help, because if they did, it wouldn't be this blame. It's just ridiculously bad.
It is bad. That is indeed bad.
Along ridiculously bad lines, we will make our only mention of the fact the Rockets play the Celtics tonight.
Oh, we didn't even talk about the Rockets at
all.
It's
such
today.
A great show. Didn't even try to bring anybody down.
Didn't even think about it. Did not even think about it. But there's really not much to. I mean, I'm not really going to be watching. I might watch a little bit here and there, but I'm very focused on the Cougs and now the Astros. So, I mean, is there anything that we know that might be new in regards to the roster, in regards to what they're trying to
it's
do?
It's just the Rockets are going to rock it. Celtics do need to win, so you would assume that the Celtics are going to stomp the Rockets, and the Rockets prefer that they lose at this point, so that's the best I can give you.
Okay. Well, I was hoping you'd give me a little bit of a tidbit, but obviously you're not bringing anything to the table, sir.
I'd be interested on the spread, because if you follow our logic over the last month, you know which way to go, depending on how big the spread is. By the way, did you see Boogie Cousins is going to sign a 10-day contract with the Clippers?
No,
Celtics were interested, but now he's going to the Clippers. And by the way, the Clippers suck. Lately, the Clippers suck. They got blasted by the Nuggets. They got beat by the Magic. The Magic have now won two in a row. So now the level of suck the Rockets have looks pretty good. The Magic are starting to win games, even if they traded all their team away.
But that didn't have nothing to do with Lou Williams? Or do you just think they're just going through a slump right now? Or what do you think the case may be? Because they did have that trade, so they're probably getting used to each other a little bit.
Hosting or what? They have enough talent on that team. Rondo hasn't played yet, though. And Lou Williams has left. So if you get Rondo back, maybe it's going to take some time. I mean, we'll
or maybe that will help it. Maybe once he starts playing, it's not a situation. It's almost like plug and play. I mean, it's not like the guy's he's not a veteran. So maybe it's a situation where it's a seamless transition and he might be able to do something for that team.
I think he'll help them later. And Kawhi has, even after last year, was clamoring for a real traditional point guard. He's got one now, who's got playoff experience. And we all know playoff Rondo takes it to another level, but we also know he has to deal with playoff P, who goes the other direction come postseason. So I don't know what's wrong with the Clippers. I don't think Boogie Cousins is going to solve it, whatever it is.
But I don't think so either, and I think they're smart to give him a 10-day contract because, I mean, I think people kind of feel sorry for him. You know, they the Rockets gave him the rest of that contract. They're giving him a 10-day contract. Why wouldn't they give him a deal to where he could play for the rest of the year? Probably because they don't believe him and they don't want to spend the money. And they just want to see if there's anything in the tank that he could possibly add to the table. And maybe he could be an asset in the event that he's very limited on minutes and he doesn't have to be on the court so much.
I agree with you. Hey, have you been to South Carolina recently?
No, never. I don't think I've ever been.
You sure? Because Dell actually lucks out in this one. I found this story in South Carolina, not Florida, where most of the dumb people live. A man police saw strolling naked down the street was stopped by officers, and when asked what he was doing, he proclaimed that he was doing a walk of shame as punishment for cheating on his wife. Investigators say that Michael Boatman, 41, was spotted by a sheriff's deputy around 1:10 in the morning walking down a Spartanburg, South Carolina street with a clear bag over his genitals and a blunt in his hand.
Now, I could understand, let's say he's just desperate to keep his wife, and his wife is doing this to him as punishment. I can see that, but he's doing this punishment to himself. Or is this being handed down by the wife? Because I think that's very, very important to point out. Now, he looks crazy enough to just be doing this on his own.
Well, it says that he told the cops that he was doing the walk of shame, which he needed to complete for his wife. A second officer noted he said he had cheated on his wife and was doing the walk of shame. He also reportedly referenced Adam and Eve from the Bible, stating that he was willing to go to jail for his acts. The sheriff's deputy's office reported that the deputies said Boatman admitted to earlier taking meth.
No.
Yeah, that's where it is. And look, he even got charged for resisting. It wasn't just the indecent exposure.
Now, here's where it gets dicey, Nick.
It wasn't just the indecent exposure. It was the disorderly conduct. It was marijuana possession. It was resisting police. So the guy was clearly on drugs.
But here's where it gets dicey if you're a deputy. Okay? It's one thing if you're just talking to the guy and you're figuring this stuff out and you just have to slap the cuffs on him. He ran. Now you got to stop him, which means you got to touch him, which means you got to take him to the ground, which means his junk is going to be in your personal zones.
Yeah, that's the last thing you need. You go for like an MMA takedown. Next thing you know, you got balls in your face. Nobody wants to deal with that.
No one, not. You don't want butt cheeks on your pants.
Nobody wants that.
You don't want, yeah.
Nobody wants this. No. That's probably what they're thinking. I mean, I told you about that video, the videos, those prank videos that those guys used to do all the time. They would go to like the worst neighborhoods in town, and then they would pick a fight, and then they just start taking their clothes off. And 9 times out of 10, they'd go up against some pretty crazy people, and that would scare them away. The fact that they would fight
with no clothes. Nobody wants
that. Nobody wants that.
Not even if you're looking for a massage in Houston.
I should have thought about that. I should have thought about that all those times I got my ass kicked in high school and college and bar fights. And
you just whip your junk out?
I mean, if it would have prevented me from getting my ass kicked.
Did you know going in you were going to lose?
Just think about it. Just think about it. If you knew you were going to lose and you're like, I picked a fight and I really didn't want to fight this guy.
No, because now not only are you going to be known as the guy that got his ass kicked, you're going to be known as the guy that whipped out his little junk before he got his ass kicked.
What's worse?
It's both, because now the chicks know too. The chicks know that you didn't win a fight and you got
little junk.
No one's going to
remember this guy's name in 38 minutes. No one's going to know. Like by 15 minutes, no one's going to remember this guy's name. I'm going
to
care.
All I'm going to remember is that those poor deputies, when he ran, they had to take him to the ground before they handcuffed him. Then you got to put him in the squad car naked with just a hefty bag over his grapes.
That's probably the fun part because you got the cage that separates you from the prisoner or from the person that's arrested.
But you got his bare asses on your seats with a Ziploc on his nuggets.
Well, you know what they do in the back seats now? They don't put cushion anymore because people would like stick some of the stuff that they didn't find into the cushion before they went to the jail. Yeah. So now it's like a hard seat, like a hard plastic seat. That way you can't stuff any of the, you know, paraphernalia or maybe
if it's your squad car and maybe you got it. Then you have
I don't know if they have to be the ones to clean it and sanitize it though.
Well, if your shift isn't over and you still got to drive the car, one, it might stink, and two, you got to sanitize.
That might be an issue.
Yeah.
The stinky part. Nobody wants to deal with
that. Nobody wants that. So what's your final prediction now on your boys this weekend?
The Cougs by 3 points.
Cougs by 3 is Nick's official. I'm going to say Baylor by 9.
And you'll be wrong.
UCLA and the Zags, I'm going to say Zags by 15.
I'm going to say Zags by 10.
We shall talk Monday from Beaumont. If you're going to be in the 409, we will be at 5 under all day. By the way, you know what I found out, which is a complete, utter bunch of BS? Polillo got out of it.
Got out of what?
It was supposed to be all of us all day for National Championship Day at 5 under.
He's not doing it?
Now it's just from us through the Blitz.
Oh, so there won't even be a show at 11 a.m. there?
Oh, he's going to be doing the show from here.
Ah.
So if you were lining up to get your selfie and autograph picture Charles Polillo, it ain't happening. You want to see 2/3 of the suspects that have all that love in the 409 and the press box in its current form? Stop by and see us. See Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. We're all going to be there on Monday. You should be too. But until then, have a great Easter weekend. Enjoy the rest of your Friday. And enjoy Fred, AJ, and Aaron coming up next. Right here.
Warning. Warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.